On KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Celebrating over 10 years on the air, our phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 20th of May, the day before Linda's birthday, and 7:05 in the morning. And news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, and I've got Sue at the helm, and my co-host today is Ted Leidy.
Good morning, Carl.
Good morning. Okay, you better control.
I'm trying to control him.
You know what? It's difficult because he gets in there and he's like he gobbles.
He has this big voice.
He's a big boy. Anyway, Sue, what's the weather look like?
Today is sunny with a high of 73 and a low of 52 under clear skies. Now, this weather will continue throughout the week and into next week. Tomorrow's high 82 and a low of 51 under partly cloudy skies. Then for Friday, sunny at a high of 77 with just a few high clouds and a low of 51. Things are really going to start warming up by Saturday with a high of 85 and a low of 56. 90 for Sunday, and for Monday, Memorial Day, you can expect a high of 93 and 96 by next Tuesday with overnight lows dropping in the 60s. It's mostly clear in downtown Redding. Red Bluff is 56, 55 in Anderson, 50 in the city of Shasta Lake, and 52 degrees in downtown Redding. So far, so good on the roads. No incidents at this time except heavy construction between Redding and the coast on 299 West between Redding and the Oregon border. Expect stop-and-go traffic quite a few locations as well. Also delays near Anderson as they widen Interstate 5. We do have a C-store, live animal, I-5 North at the Knighton Road off-ramp. I don't know what it is, but apparently there's a lot of people responding to whatever this thing is, so it is slowing down. Now, Carl, back to you.
It's a Pelosaurus.
No, it's a murder hornet.
They haven't seen a Pelosaurus.
It looks like it's a bald eagle.
Oh.
So maybe that answers that question.
Is he on?
He is on.
Did you turn me down?
No.
Well, you were kind of booming when you came in. I've got to adjust to you as you chat.
The news, the weather and the weather and the road conditions brought to you by our friends at Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, located in Anderson, a veteran-owned business, and they support the veterans community here. 365-3793. Okay, let's go to Robert Burke real quick. Robert, what do you got?
So for the first time in probably 6 or 7 weeks, there have been quite a few new releases, actually, to come out that I am able to talk about. And a couple to warn you away from. On Tuesday last week, a new movie came out that was directed by Josh Trank, who did the most recent Fantastic Four movie, and he did Chronicle. And this one is called Capone, and it tells the story of the famous gangster Al Capone, not during his interesting years of his life. It's after he gets out of jail, and he is very sick in the head and physically, and it's basically just about the very last year of his life and his deteriorating health conditions during those times.
Well, he had syphilis.
Right.
He died in Alcatraz, right?
He got out.
He was. He had been in Alcatraz, but he was down in Florida the last part of his life. But he was completely demented at that part because he had never been treated for syphilis when he had caught it. He was running houses of prostitution back when he was young. And this is when they feel like he caught it. But, yeah, I mean, that's how he ended up.
He also was suffering from a cocaine addiction, and he was having withdrawal with that. So, he was having a lot of...
I didn't know about that part. Well, the star of this is...
Tom Hardy.
Tom Hardy.
Right.
Who can play any part.
Yeah. The thing is, this is the first bad part I've seen Tom Hardy do.
It was bad.
I mean, Tom Hardy is a fantastic actor, and he can make any role work, and he can bring charisma to any role. But this one... It was a disaster.
Oh, it was.
An unmitigated disaster. Oh. This whole movie was.
Oh, wow.
You know, I couldn't. You know what? When you're trying to do a movie on the last year of Capone's life when he's dying from syphilis and all these, I mean, I don't know how you can make that into a happy movie. So it's got to be a dark movie.
Yeah, it's dark.
And then it was even worse.
It's dark and it's just kind of aimless. Like, there's characters coming in and out all the time that have different things to do with, you know, money that he stored in a certain area or different, like, subplots, and they all go unresolved. And there's a lot of just really weird scenes in the movie. I won't spoil anything, but there's a scene where he's singing Blueberry Hill out of nowhere, like Al Capone as Tom Hardy is singing Blueberry Hill. And it's a very obscure scene, and all of the scenes just feel that they're, like, out there, and they don't really fit. So
do you think actors get into movies? You know, they've read the scripts and all that, and they've gone through it. Do you think they ever get into it and know, oh, man, this is going to be a bomb? Do you think they know that?
I feel like reading the script beforehand, they might be able to tell.
Yeah.
But,
well, you said you've never seen anything bad. Did you see him in Venom?
See, I... Venom isn't a great movie, but I think that he is really entertaining in it.
Well, I think he's a great actor, but, you know, I thought Venom was, of course, it was the movie, but so I will mark Capone off my list.
Man, that's too bad because, you know, the conversation started out so good, you know, I mean, hey, you know, gangster, that ran some brothels early in life, did pretty well for himself out in Chicago, went to prison in East Philadelphia, you know, had a nice suite there. Lisa and I visited it one time. Guy gets caught again, goes to Alcatraz. I'm thinking, hey, this sounds like a pretty good movie, historically accurate, that I might be interested in. And then, you know, Robert steps on my buzz totally and tells me not to see it. That's such a bummer, man. Do you have one you can recommend?
One I can recommend? Wow. Well, there are other new movies coming out. There's one coming out on Friday that is one that I would look out for that is going to be straight to Netflix. It was originally supposed to come out in theaters on April 3rd, but obviously it was pushed back for that reason. And it's by a director that's pretty good. So pretty good track record. Early reviews aren't out yet, but I'm suspecting that it'll be pretty good. It's called The Lovebirds. It advertised completely in theaters, and then when the shutdown happened, Netflix actually bought the rights to it. So it's going to be on Netflix on Friday in 2 days. And it has Kumail Nanjiani in it, who was the lead in The Big Sick. He wrote and starred in that movie. And it also has Issa Rae in it. And it's about this couple that is driving in, I think it's New York, is the city that it's based in. And this man approaches them and says that he needs to use their car. And he's wearing, like, police uniforms, so they think that they're doing something right. And then the guy goes, and he runs over somebody and kills him and then walks away. And then they realize that he wasn't actually a police officer, but because it was their car, there's some mix-up that happens, and suddenly they're on the run.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like a weird movie, but the director has pretty good track record, so I'm pretty excited to check it out.
Okay, are you watching any series? I got like 1 minute left. You got watching any series on this?
I'm actually binging Breaking Bad right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, you're old enough now for Breaking Bad.
Yeah, that's right.
But
you had a birthday.
You're 17, but you're not old enough to watch White Line. Just stay away from that.
White Line, what's that?
It's a story. I didn't want to get into it. I talked a little bit about it on the show yesterday, and it's I can't tell you it's a comedy because it's not, but it's not a tremendous drama by any means. It's a story about a girl whose brother disappeared 20 years before, and then they find his body on Ibiza, the island, Ibiza, which is a big party island off the coast of Spain. So she goes back to find out what happened to him, and it's the whole story. And you can binge on that one, too.
Is it a series?
Yeah.
On Netflix?
Yeah, but it's got excessive nudity, and there's violence in it, and drug use.
Oh, man,
in fact, when they go through this, and they go at the top where they warn you about it, it goes across the whole top of the screen, everything bad that goes on, which Robert Burke just said, oh, that's tonight. No.
It's got to finish Breaking Bad first.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's great. Well, Robert, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay, and we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come right back with Stephanie Bridget, who, you know what? She did not write down the name of the series I just wrote because she is totally a straight arrow and will not have that in her house.
And she's busy. She doesn't have time to binge.
She's busy. I can't wait.
Busy.
Were you at the Board of Supervisors yesterday?
I was.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Ted Leidy, and this is Free Fire Radio.
your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coach Master Collision. Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the comfy fit of a favorite pair of jeans and the tried and true performance of a new home comfort system from Rood. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance Heating and Air today at 530-221-2642.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Now that the boys are here again, the boys are back in town.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Carl Bott and Ted Light is here as my co-host today, of President, CEO of Northern Firearms Instruction. It is the 20th of May, 7:19 in the morning, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day here. It's 50 right now. It's going up to 75 today, so it's going to be perfect. Nice spring weather. And this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Orchard Nutrition. Orchard Nutrition, been in the business since 1982. 100% of their produce is certified organic. That means from the soil through the handling of it through, you know, all the way onto your table. That vitamins and supplements, they have been they've been recognized as the best of the North State 13 years in a row. And in fact, they retired the belt with them on that one. Huge selection of archive seminars, so you don't have to go in with a group of people. It's to on health and different health subjects there at orchardnutrition.com. Just look for their seminars. That's Orchard Nutrition in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Ted and I are here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning.
Did you hear of any? Did you? Are you going to skip Capone now?
Yeah.
The movie.
Yeah.
And Stephanie was in there. She goes, "That's really cool." I said, "Yeah, you know, he's been doing this since he's been like 12 or
That's
something,
great.
Maybe be earlier than that."
That was super interesting listening
yeah.
to him.
Well, he writes then too for the News Cafe also, a very conservative. Online news group we have.
Right, yes.
Mm-hmm. I probably wouldn't be watching that right now anyway because my world is like Cinderella and Scooby-Doo and all those types of movies.
Right. Before we get into things like the courts and, you know, cases and everything that's going on, you have four, including twins.
Correct.
And their ages range from?
Well, they're all about to change ages within the next month and a half because their birthdays are all right around the same age. So they're all going to be 8. Then my twins are going to be 10 and my oldest will be 12.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, perfect. And your husband, who is a trained in martial arts and he carries firearms. So how's he doing there? Because he's the one that's kind of like with them.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of parents now that are having to be the teacher, the stay-at-home parent, everything, and that's what he's doing because he's, you know, retired from
Highway Patrol.
Highway Patrol,
after a long and illustrious career, good guy.
So it's good. I mean, it's very structured from their school, so they're getting a lot of program on what to follow, and it's working out. My kids are enjoying it, actually.
Oh, really? So he's not the one that published that thing that said, "I just suspended my class," and the teacher was sent home for drinking.
No.
That wasn't him then.
No.
Okay. No, I didn't think so. Okay. Stephanie, it's been what? Well, this is March the March the 82nd or something.
We're like 7 or 8 weeks into this. It's a
isn't
long
it,
time.
Isn't it the weirdest thing? It was like March 24th or around then, maybe even earlier than that. So it has been that long.
Right.
Are the courts opening?
They are. So the first calendar where all calendars, for the criminal courts, the civil courts is different, but just talking about the criminal courts, the two felony courts were open the entire time, but they really pared it down and were just trying to call in more essential cases like in custody and stuff like that. But about a week or two, May 8th, I believe, was the first date that they opened up. The other two criminal courtrooms, which are the misdemeanor courtrooms, open them up. And so now all four courts are open. The only thing that they're not doing yet is jury trials. That is still under the emergency order. They haven't started those back up. But those are going to start up the week of June 15th should be the first case.
Okay. And so the ones you're handling now were not jury trial types, or they were handling was not jury trial types.
So we're doing the only thing that's open right now are the just calendars, so arraignments, settlement conferences, preliminary hearings, all of those types of things are what's going on right now. But jury trials, no, they've been continued to be kicked out to future dates, which is just stacks them one on top of the other.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're already, I've got like three things I want to talk about today in opening up the court system was one. Now, what do you do with, so you've got them in there, and when it says comes, you've got a right to a speedy trial on something like this.
Right. So there's time limitations on when you have to bring a person to trial because of their right to a speedy trial. Now, when you're calculating those times, there's certain rules that come into play when there's like court holidays or vacations and weekends. So when the emergency order came down from the Chief Justice, it in effect made all of these days court holidays. So it kind of suspended time and then added additional time onto their speedy trial rights. So what it did is just kind of suspended time and pushed everything out so that there wasn't a violation of their speedy trial right.
Mm-hmm.
But it did put a whole load of cases right out of another load of cases, so we're going to be double and triple set coming up in the future.
Okay.
Yeah.
So so your regular, you know, you kind of like space them out, even and you've right. talked about before already that you got, and that your staff is pretty much up to their eyeballs.
Right. Yeah.
So now this is probably a good time to get a lot of paperwork done.
Yeah, well, it's been a time to get a real good deep dive into your cases to see where we are, make sure we get all the reports, everything we can do. Excuse me. There's been a lot of communication back and forth with the defense attorneys on those cases on, you know, informally trying to figure out ways to, you know, what can we schedule, resolve, what can't we resolve, and kind of planning to get that stuff done, working on motions and just a lot of training that wasn't able to be done in the past, doing that. I mean, we've really kicked in and done a lot of stuff that we've been needing to do, but unfortunately, as soon as the trials start, I mean, we're going to be really pressed hard on that.
Do you think it's going to be harder to get jurors back?
It's going to be. So what we're seeing is when the misdemeanor calendars opened back up on the first day, there was probably, I think, one or two people showed up in one courtroom, and then the other courtroom, I believe four or five people showed up. And these are calendars that are usually take all morning because they've got, you know, 50, 60, 80 wow. people there. So there was a failure to appear rate that was like 98%. I mean, it was really, really high.
Yeah, well, you can expect that.
I mean, right.
You know, I mean, well, how it is. You know, we're being told to stay at home and then, you know, then, oh, no, let's get in there with 100 other people in the courtroom.
Exactly. So, but we did a lot of work before May 8th, working with the courts, the public defenders, all of them, to come up with a plan to make sure that we could adhere to the social distancing for everybody, for the attorneys, the offenders, everyone. So offenders, when they come in, they go into the jury assembly room where it's taped off and marked where people can sit and be spread out. And then they're being sent up to their courtrooms 10 people at a time because that's how many can sit in the gallery with it taped out and everything. So we've got a lot of procedures in place for people to show up and still do their court appearances. We've slowly been able to have more and more people show up. This past Monday, May 18th, was the first double calendar, meaning the people who were on this calendar, half of the people on this calendar, were originally on a calendar right after the court shut down. So all of their cases got kicked to a single day that already has a full calendar. We did have a better appearance rate. There was probably maybe 20 people in one of the courtrooms and 25 in another. So our failure to appear rate was a little bit more 70% to 80%,
mm-hmm.
So, which is better. We're headed in the right direction.
Well, yeah, but, you know, if you fail to appear, then a warrant's put out for you. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, there's...
Did you do that in this time?
Yeah, there's different... rules and stuff that are going to come into play mm-hmm. on how to get people back into court, but there certainly doesn't mean that their case is going to go away.
No.
It's going to still be there. It's going to need to be dealt with. You're going to, you know, be in touch with you. So the best thing to do is to show up, know that precautions are being put in place for everyone's safety, and take care of your court date.
Do you issue masks to people?
No, I don't believe the court is issuing masks.
Twin River is. That's the reason
yeah.
I asked.
Hey. Yeah.
If you're going to go in and gamble, you're going to
I got it,
mask.
Man. They know the value of a dollar.
There you
yeah.
go.
No, they're not.
I got it.
Okay, we're here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney, who is – I've got a series of questions when we come back. And if you have a question for Stephanie, please feel free to call at 605-4567 to ask because I want to talk about the no bail and the impact that's having on it. And the governor has just proposed shutting down two prisons, including Pelican Bay, which, by the way, Pelican Bay is a beautiful area up there. You know, Linda and I go up to visit, not the prison. Well, she did come to visit me. There. No, up in that area. I mean, it's a beautiful area in Northern California, but I don't know if we need to have two prisons shut down right now.
No.
At the same time, he's shutting down a veterans home in Barstow.
No.
So, no, this is, you know, Governor Newsom is really spreading his wings here. Anyway, we'll take a quick break now. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. Did you hear 98? did you hear 98? Because if 98 is followed by 100, and then 100 is followed by 105, then 105 is followed by 112, which we get to see here in Reading. And, of course, at the same time, we have the fire season. So are your filters on your air conditioner, have they been changed? Are they ready for this year? Are you making sure that thermostat's working and your HVAC system is up? Well, if you've got any questions at all, call Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business that's been here in Reading for over 25 years. They do just a great job. Their people are totally professional. They show up on time. They do the job. They wear those booties and everything so they don't track anything into your house if they even have to come into your house. Give them a call at 221-2642 or learn more on their website, homecomfort.org. We'll be right back. Ted Leidy and Carl Bott with Shasta County DA Stephanie Bridget.
Morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com or call us at 221-8006.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit readingchamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. With Carl Bott and Ted Light is my guest host today, President and CEO of Northern Firearms Instruction, the 20th of May, 7:35 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. Locally owned, locally operated, board of directors is local also. They stood up and they really helped a lot of businesses. A lot of people that were associated with Cornerstone Community Bank with the Paycheck Protection Program. But even more, they helped people that were not their customers. To get this assistance when all the businesses shut down. They didn't know how they were going to pay their people. And the program that came through from the government is, you know, came out and has helped innumerable businesses stay open.
True story. My moment for a true story.
Okay.
I have U.S. Bank, right, not Cornerstone. And my accountant said, Ted, go to Cornerstone Bank. I said, really? He goes, yes. If you're in trying to get some paycheck protection money from the Small Business Administration, go to Cornerstone because you will be waiting forever.
At U.S. Bank.
Well, it worked out. It worked out, and it did finally come about. But I happen to know you and my accountant and everyone else he sent over to Cornerstone did really well.
They did, you know,
really
that,
quickly,
and
it moved quickly.
I don't want to cut in on Stephanie's time, but these they two years ago they did a pandemic. Exercise. Mm-hmm. What happens if we have to send 70% of our people home? How do we handle this? What's our communications? What's our computers? And they dusted that one off, and they hit the ground running.
Yeah.
That's Cornerstone Community Bank. I can't say enough about them. You can visit them at bankcornerstone.com. Okay.
It's good for us to have those emergency plans now, you know, because now, I mean, we've put so much work into what's that going to look like? Who's going to go home? What are going to be the parameters? And what are the requirements? What are we going to expect people to do in the morning?
Well, how many people did that? But how many people did that already?
Yeah.
DeNuca, Dr. Paige DeNuca was in here. He was in charge of the field hospital here.
Right.
Everything they had to do to try and find people to be there, and what exactly was their duties, and you know,
right.
Luckily we didn't have to use it.
Right. Yeah. It was interesting. One additional thing on the jury, the trials and the courts before we move
sure.
on is, I do want to mention that the first trials are coming up on June 16th. That's a Tuesday, a first trial day. So summons are going to go out. There's going to be people who get summons, and it's very important for people to show up if they think that they can serve. We are working on ways to make sure that it is going to be a safe situation, you know, spreading people out, bringing only a few up at a time. It's going to take a little bit longer to pick juries, but we need jurors. And I just put that out there that there are people in our community who are going to start getting those summons, and it's more important than ever to really come in. We have to have community members to hear these cases.
Okay, so Ted and I have volunteered, but we don't want just a run-of-the-mill case. We want one that's going to last for, what, 4 months?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yes, we'll get our $15 a day and a free bologna sandwich.
There's cases that last that long.
Stephanie.
Yeah.
Everybody should go through that process.
Yeah.
Everybody should. It is eye-opening.
I should
go through jury selection. It's eye-opening.
See, I've never even gotten to that point. And, it, you know, probably as soon as I walk in and they see me, they'll just go, just mark Carl's name off. But
you need to come just watch one, Carl.
Well, Linda's gone through it twice.
Yeah.
You know?
Hey, I know people that live for it.
Yeah.
They can't wait for that summons.
Yeah.
You know, I know people that are like, oh, I can hardly wait because it's so interesting. It is interesting.
Well, my father-in-law has done it. And, you know, I'm more than happy to do my civic duty. I just don't ever, I mean, I'm in that group that says, well, thank you, you're safe for another year. Yeah. I mean, we've put you in group Z. I said, is there a group Z? There is for you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that
there,
kind of thing.
That's usually when I get summons, I'm a really high number for some reason. I think there's only been once when I've shown up and actually got called up to a courtroom.
Never been, I haven't even been called into a courtroom before. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, there's two things. One, the no bail.
Right.
How can you explain to people what that is?
Yeah, it's frustrating because there's typically been a bail set. So let's just assume, you know, someone who's stealing from your business and it's a petty theft. And they could go and be arrested, and they still can be arrested. It's still a misdemeanor crime, and be taken to the jail and booked into the jail. And people have a right to appear before a court within 48 hours. And usually it's the mechanism of bail being set that allows us to keep people in custody at least until that first date. And a lot of times on misdemeanor cases, that's going to be one of the few dates where they might remain in custody to in order to get moving on their case, get something done, try to get the case resolved, restitution to the victim, whatever we need. Mm-hmm. But the problem now is that we have this zero bail situation that's going to last during the declaration of emergency and for 90 days past that emergency. For most misdemeanors, some low-level felonies, and it's very frustrating because, in effect, now our jail is down to about 70% capacity on any given week. And so there is room in there for what we need it to be that deterrent effect. But the problem is with zero bail, it's hard to keep people in. They're not getting to the point where they that there's not even a mechanism to get them to appear in front of the judge even the first time. I mean, people could just keep committing offenses and never end up being before in jail.
Has that happened?
Well, we've had people committing new offenses, yes. Yeah.
They get arrested, go in there, no bail, come back out, and they get arrested again in the next couple hours.
Right, and there's no way to ultimately get them before a judge, and it's frustrating. And I say no way because there is one way to try to request a higher bail, and that's, you know, getting in hold of a judge in the middle of the night or whenever it may be and filling out the documents needed to try to make that higher request. And certainly that's going to be done in the cases where it – or attempted to be done in some cases, but that's going to be very difficult to do on every single case. I mean, the booking process already takes a really long time.
Yeah.
You add on top of that this other – step of trying to get in, fill out the needed paperwork, get in contact with a judge, get a judge to sign off on a higher bail, and then take them to the court. I mean, the process is just becoming very difficult.
And so now the jail is at 67% or something
right.
like that. And a lot of those people that are in there are awaiting trials for murder and, you know, real serious crimes, heinous
right.
crimes. And so so this was done by the governor in an executive order.
Right.
And he says it's going to last up to, what, three months past the shutdown?
Yeah, 90 days past the shutdown.
Okay. Now there's a proposition or initiative that's being brought up to be voted on by the people.
Right.
And it's not going to say no bail. It's going to say something like fairness for people. If you're poor, you're going to stay in jail because you don't have money, where rich people, you know, have money and they can get out of jail for bail. But this is, I think there's every law enforcement and DA's mm-hmm. groups are opposing this.
Well, there's a little distinction between the two because right now it's zero bail and there's really no way to change that.
Okay.
I mean, there is that one mechanism that's very difficult to
mm-hmm.
do. Basically it's SB 10 that had passed legislatively and then was put on hold to go before the voters, that at least has a pretrial screening mechanism that can keep people in custody.
Another level of bureaucracy goes into it.
Correct.
Right? You've got to have
Correct.
A group of people. Yeah, and
who are going to assess them and decide,
right.
you know, it may be a petty theft, but this person's, you know, murdered someone in the past. So we're actually going to keep them in custody and, you know, so
okay.
That does help that process, but you're still back to it's zero bail across the board, and it's going to be very, very difficult to hold people in custody.
And we're going
to
have Holly Hostra in here,
yeah,
who has Holly's bail bonds. She talked about this when this thing first came up a year or so ago, and about what impact that's going to have on our law enforcement. You immediately put like 8,000, 10,000 people out of business immediately with this thing.
Right.
So.
And then just not being able to get people in custody. And I've read articles across the nation and other states where that's happened, and offenders who are like yelling at the police, like, I know you can't keep me anyway. Bye. Nice seeing you. Going to go commit another offense. I mean, it makes them so brazen on what they can do.
I mean, they're already brazen as it is, knowing that they're going to go in there. They're not going to go to jail when the jail's full for stealing
and if they're,
all your possessions.
Right. And if their continued offense is theft over theft over theft, which is just awful for our citizens and our businesses and our communities, they're not going to be scoring very high on this new tool of assessment, because they're not, like, dangerous. They're not going to beat
someone up. They're not sexual offenders.
Right.
It's not violent offenses and all this.
So then you get just going to continue to have that revolving door of crime out in our community. So it's definitely an issue, and it'll be interesting to see, like you said, how is it? What's the title going to be? How is it going to be promoted?
Well, you remember remember with 47, Prop 47. Oh, safe streets.
Safe streets.
Nothing
in schools. Safe Streets and Schools Act.
Nothing to do with letting people out. Plus the fact that they're releasing, we got to take a break, but all these criminals they've released, has that had an impact on us?
Yeah.
I mean, that you know of?
Oh,
for sure. I mean,
Well, no, I mean, right here in town. I mean, because have we had people that have been released from prison that will come back and gotten in trouble? I thought I read something about that.
Oh, yeah, we definitely have. We've had them released under all the different propositions, and just recently releasing them because they're trying to decrease the population of COVID-19.
It's not 47, 57, or 109. This is the one where they're pushing them out of jail.
Yeah, they're just releasing them like 60 days early or whatever their parameters may be. I think it's a lot earlier on some of them, but they're saying it's within 45 to 60 days.
And now they're introducing a bill, I think I just read about yesterday, that if they're over 55, that they can, and they're only going to be on probation for 24 months instead of 5 years.
Or 2 years.
I mean, I mean, this whole thing is.
Here's a question, and we come back. I really want to ask the question, because I got to understand it. What is the upside to this? What are we thinking here? I mean, people get elected, they run campaigns, they go to college, they go to law school, they do all this crazy stuff, and they're pretty bright, and then they go to Sacramento, and they start making these decisions. But there has to be an idea, an end state to the idea, right? Or is this just, I mean, I sometimes I sit back and I go, what are they thinking?
I think we all sit back and think that, too.
What are they thinking?
Let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back after these messages with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County DA.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off my leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill. Featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
If you're looking for the accountability of a personal trainer, the energy and camaraderie of a group, and a budget-conscious price tag, then our team training at Adamson's Peak Performance is for you. We've got your fitness needs covered with five types of time-efficient, 30-minute team training workouts. Mix and combine these challenging strength and conditioning sessions to enhance sports performance, build muscle, burn fat, and sculpt the body you've been dreaming of. AdamsonsPeakPerformance.com, or call us at 221-8006.
This is Reading Electric Utility Director Dan Beans. REU is proud to be part of the economic relief to our customers during this difficult time. All REU customers are receiving $250 in credits on their City of Reading utility accounts. In the near future, commercial customers will have the ability to make monthly payments on their outstanding utility account balance for up to 24 months with no interest. REU and the Chamber of Commerce are proud to work together to assist commercial customers as we move forward. Visit ReadingChamber.com or cityofreading.org for more information or questions related to this important local effort.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is the safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Shasta College has been a vital part of this community for over 70 years. Look around. You probably know many of our successful graduates serving our community in high-demand, high-growth fields like nursing, law enforcement, accounting, communications, and agriculture. Summer enrollment is happening now. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply to enroll for the summer semester. Classes start June 8th. Looking for a transfer? Save money and time by spending your first 2 years at Shasta College before you transfer to a university. High school students, summer is the perfect time to earn college credit with no tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
No tuition cost. Call 242-7500 or go online at shastacollege.edu/apply.
Enjoy year-round access to everything Turtle Bay Exploration Park has to offer with a discounted annual membership. On sale now through May 31st for $15 off. All new and existing memberships are extended for the duration of the pandemic closure. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Join the conversation online in our chat room, kcnr1460.com.
Back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If you're looking for a little chip smaller than a dime, all the way up to cracks over 2.5 feet in length, it's Jeff Wurst, a better-known business who is a true professional of the old school when it comes to repairing windshields. You can give him a call at 241-8373 or just stop by 3208 South Market Street. He takes them in one at a time, puts them in a controlled environment, your vehicle. And I tell you what, he fixed something on my truck 13 years ago, and you still can't see a 12-inch crack in the windshield. Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Ted Leidy and I are here with Stephanie Bridget, the district attorney of Shasta County. The latest thing I heard, which I'm sure is just going to make everybody in the law enforcement community happy, is that they're closing down two prisons.
Right.
It kind of goes along with what you were talking about, Ted, is why are they doing these things, and why are they foisting off on the counties criminals?
Yeah, I mean, obviously I don't think they are advertising their true motives, because we hear stuff about, you know, that's inequality and these people shouldn't be in prison because maybe they had a bad childhood, they had drug lives. I mean, they come up with all kinds of reasons, but in the end, it's just kind of a different ideology thinking that they have. I mean, up here in the North State, we're very much more law and order, a little bit more conservative. We believe in, you know, you do something wrong and there's a consequence to it. But I don't know if the vast majority of the state of California is like that, or actually I do know that it's not. And I think a lot of the people in Sacramento might be catering to those people. And unfortunately, that's to the detriment of a lot of us.
Yeah. We've only got like a few minutes left here. Do you have anything that you wanted to say? Because somebody asked about if you were there yesterday at the Board of Supervisors.
I did want to mention that it's a good thing that we don't have very many or any over the last couple of weeks complaints of local businesses engaging in price gouging. So mm-hmm. that's great that we've been able to get out there and really educate businesses on yeah. price gouging, because we don't want to take advantage of our citizens during a time when everyone's already struggling. But I did want to remind people that we are here. If there are things that you want to report and for us to follow up on, we are there to do exactly that, to get out there and educate on what, businesses should be doing and protect the consumers. That is part of what we do.
When you went after a price gouger, and you were ready to bring charges, but then you got him into compliance.
And that's our biggest goal, is to get them into compliance, because if we can do that, then that's going to stop our community members from being suffering injuries, and that's our number one goal.
This was a guy that was charging inordinate amounts of money for a mask.
Right,
so, and that's sanitizers. All we'll say about it. Yeah, yeah. And hand sanitizers.
Yeah.
So with a minute and a half left.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, already.
Yeah.
No, we'll bring you in. If you get a free morning, you know, just give me a call and we'll bring you in, because we could talk forever about everything going on here.
Yeah, I don't think we hit much of our list.
Okay. Well, what else do you have there that we can do?
Whatever you got.
Well, you weren't there when it was going on at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. There were 70 people. Well,
right.
I don't know, a lot of people. I don't know how many people were there. And it kind of turned into a somebody with a bullhorn.
Yeah. I got there right after that. But I did watch the recorded version of it. So that was interesting. They were still there, their signs, everything.
People are ready. People are ready for this thing to be lifted. And in the county, I believe a lot of people think we're not moving fast enough.
Right. Yeah. It's frustrating. I mean, we have so many businesses that are, you know, losing everything that they've worked for, and that's just sad. And, you know, I think we all can relate to that on some level, because we're going to the bigger stores. We're going to you know, Home Depots and Walmarts, and we're seeing them really crowded. And it's hard to not sit there and have a lot of sympathy for the small businesses
it's not fair.
They would typically have, you know, two or three people walking around there at a time. So it's frustrating. And I don't think, you know, maybe it's a product of the governor and the state level didn't really think that through so well, or else it might have been a little bit more of the opposite, that our smaller businesses are the ones that should have been able to stay open.
Yeah, well,
so it's frustrating.
The the bottom line on it is that we need to get businesses opened as
right.
soon as we can.
Absolutely.
And the county is the one that can take a lead in this.
Yeah. Right. And I think they're trying to. I think they are trying to push and be as aggressive as they can, at the same point trying to balance that line with what the governor's trying to push down on top of them, too. It's difficult.
Okay. We've been here with Stephanie Bridget, Shasta County District Attorney. She always comes in here with like five pages of stuff, and we end up talking about kids hunting on the breaks. Just on the breaks. When we come back from our break, we have Shasta County Sheriff Eric McGreen with us. So we got two of the heavy hitters from Shasta County today when it comes to law enforcement. We'll be right back after the news.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. As floodwaters continue to rise, a plea from the governor of Michigan.
Please, get somewhere safe now.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer pleading with people in Midland County to take it seriously. Torrential rains over the past few days caused two dams to fail, unleashing floodwaters. Downtown Midland, which could be under 9 feet of water by later today, has been evacuated, and that includes a main Dow chemical plant in the city. Pine River resident Raymond Gullis says he's never seen flooding this bad.
It's the price you pay for living in the low area along the river.
Shelters are open across Midland County as thousands flee their homes headed for higher ground. President Trump is threatening to cut off federal funding to two states over the issue of mail-in voting.
The president is putting Michigan and Nevada on notice for their vote-by-mail efforts. In morning tweets, he claimed the states were engaged in illegal activity, and he threatened to hold up federal funding. In Michigan, applications for absentee ballots are being mailed to all registered voters, and Nevada is planning an all-mail vote for its state primary next month. President Trump claims that voting by mail results in fraud. Greg Clugston, Washington.
America's baby bust goes on. Federal record keepers say about 3.7 million babies born in the U.S. last year, the fewest number of newborns in 35-plus years. An Emory University researcher says this unpredictable environment and anxiety about the future is going to make women think twice about having children. Johnson & Johnson ending sales of its iconic talc-based Johnson's Baby Powder in North America. Nearly 20,000 lawsuits have been filed claiming the product causes cancer. Sales of the product have declined. Wall Street, the Dow up 377 points, the S&P 49 points higher, the NASDAQ up 165. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For a free quote, call 800-523-3771. That's 800-523-3771. 800-523-3771. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Israel is contributing in a unique way to the fight against the coronavirus pandemic. We get the latest from the Media Line's Lawrence Rifkin.
It's apparently a first, an Etihad Airways jet from Abu Dhabi landing in Tel Aviv. But it was a cargo plane, and on board were supplies to help the Palestinian Authority fight the coronavirus pandemic. Why the plane did not land in Amman for the goods to be shipped the rest of the way overland, as is often done, is up for conjecture, but might be a concrete sign of reports that relations are warming between Israel and some Gulf states. Iran slammed Abu Dhabi using terms such as treachery and betrayal. It should be noted that the cargo plane seemed to have been given a fresh paint job before the flight, with no outward sign of having come from Etihad's fleet. I'm Lawrence Rifkin, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at themedialine.org and townhall.com. A coronavirus fundraiser has a special set of basketball sneakers up for auction.
These are the footwear worn by Dream Team members Michael Jordan, Magic Johnson, and Scottie Pippen while they won the Tournament of Americas, which qualified them for the 1992 Olympics in Barcelona, the first time NBA players were featured, and then won gold. The red, white, and blue Dream Team sneakers are autographed. They're part of the Leland's 2020 Spring Classic Auction that runs through June 19th. Part of the proceeds go toward helping people affected by COVID-19. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Target's online sales more than doubled as the pandemic put millions in lockdown during the first quarter, revealing further the critical role big box stores played in getting supplies to an immobilized population. The Dow up 361 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. They were celebrating over 10 years on the air here. On the 20th of May, 2020, 8:05 in the morning, news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community, and courage at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Ted Leidy is my co-host, CEO and founder of Northern Firearms Instruction, and Sue's at the helm, and she's got the weather.
Today in the North Valley, sunny with a high of 77 and a low of 52. Now, sunshine today and throughout the rest of the week and into next week, it's going to be hot. For tomorrow, sunny and 82 and a low of 51 under partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Then for Friday, sunny and 77 with a low of 51. Saturday and Sunday, it's really going to start heating up with a high of 85 for Saturday, then up to 90 for Sunday. As we head into Monday for your Memorial Day, sunny with a high of 93 and a low of 63. It's mostly clear and 52 degrees in downtown Reading. If you are traveling, heavy construction between Weaverville and Willow Creek this morning, 299 West. Between Reading and the Oregon border, expect delays north of Shasta Lake and closer to Dunsmere. It's down to one lane. We also have a closure at Sims Road as well. Highway 96 is also very busy with lots of construction equipment this morning. If you're traveling towards Burney, expect delays. One-way control traffic 2 miles east of Big Bend Road, 4 miles east of Big Bend Road. Construction continues on Interstate 5 between Anderson and Reading with reduced speed limits in effect. And down by Red Bluff, they do have some road work underway on 36. Down by Corning, additional construction on 99 affecting traffic. Now, Carl, back to you.
Okay, the weather and the traffic is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, locally owned, locally operated, veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. Ted Leidy and I are here today with Sheriff Eric McGreeny. Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning. Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday.
Hump day. Oh, hey, do we still have our camel hump day? Camel hump day.
No, we don't.
We used to play it every Wednesday.
Sure, I remember that.
That was prior to me.
Yeah. That was prior to you.
Prior to me.
Let's see if we can find it.
That was good.
See if we can find it. And, you know, the camel going in, you know, hey, what day is it? And then finally somebody says,
hump day.
Yeah. And we played it a lot. And then somebody called in and says, you know, I'm really tired of the hump day. So Linda goes, okay, you know, so I thought, okay, so we won't play it for, you know, 2 weeks. Well, we haven't played it now for 2 years. So, anyway.
Time for a throwback.
Now, I don't see any overt bruises on you yesterday from the riot down at the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. And okay, everybody, before you get excited, there was no riot. Okay. There was no riot. It was
breaking news here on Carl Bach this morning.
Yeah. The riot that had people, you know, the sheriff's people and the marshals in riot gear and marching across. No, it wasn't anything like that. It was citizens demonstrating that they were frustrated.
Yeah.
So what did you take out of it? And just as background, if you haven't heard, Board of Supervisors met yesterday. They were discussing opening up Shasta County, and a group of people. How many people? I didn't
count it. 30 to 50, maybe.
30 to 50.
It was a good-sized group.
Yeah. They wanted to read a letter.
Right.
From the people to the Board of Supervisors.
Yeah, they, you know, I had talked, the gal that had that app, her name slips me right now, McEwen, I think, was her last name.
Yeah,
Elaine. Real nice gal. I actually spoke with her on Monday, and she called and said, hey, we're, you know, this is kind of my desire. We want to be heard, and we feel right now we want to have an opportunity to address the board. And as we've known, or if you, those that don't know, the board, as part of the COVID precautions, have closed the board chambers to the public. And so what you're able to do is email in any comments you have, and they'll be read in open session. So that's been a procedure that we've had for several weeks now. So when I explained that to her, she expressed her desire to obviously address the board in person. And she actually read me the letter she wrote. She asked if she could read it, and so she did. And it was very well written, very articulate, and not deflammatory in any way, just a simple request and wanting to be heard. So. And I understand their desire to be able to address their legislature.
To be heard.
To be heard. That's,
yeah,
that's part of our democratic process.
Yeah.
And
beautiful.
Same complaint that we have had with our governor, you know, and some of talking with our local assemblymen, or a senator and assemblywoman, they're wanting their ability to be heard. So the positive that comes from all this is we did have talks afterwards that, okay, what point can we come out of this as a board? And then can we do some things to exercise proper social distancing? So some of the discussion was, you know, do we have the ability to have people come in one at a time, have a mic in the back of the room?
That makes sense to me.
Distance. So
yeah.
I foresee that coming in the near future at future board meetings. So
well, the lady's name was Alyssa McEwen.
Yes.
And
yes.
Like you said, you know, she was not a radical with her hair on fire or anything.
No,
they
not
just,
by any means.
What they said was, is we the people of Shasta County are gathered here in a peaceful assembly to appeal to our Shasta County Board of Supervisors to defend our constitutional rights as reserved to us, the people, by our Bill of Rights, about opening up Shasta County.
Sure. And that's a mantra of, I'd say, the large majority.
I
mean, she's not a minority by any means.
No, no, I would believe 100% of the people in this county want to open up the county.
Right.
Now, there's going to be you know, the spacing problems, but went over yesterday, La Cabana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's and they're always crowded in there, but yesterday... they're all wearing masks. There's plexiglass up. The cooks are wearing masks. You're not sitting. The tables are, it's every other table. And, I mean, you're spread out in there.
Right.
And,
I did a Facebook post. That was the first place we went this weekend.
That's right.
We love La Cabana.
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's right across the street
from us.
Great food
and great people, good family.
People are, it's a family-owned business.
Yep.
And these are the people. Don't think of corporations like Apple or Disney or these huge corporations. Think of places like La Cabana and Maxwell's and all of these around here.
Deja Vu and
all
Carlene's
these,
and all these, great
they,
places.
Yeah.
Yep.
And even then, some of them, you know, I'll talk about Robbie Cleary's place, Cleary's. Hers is an intimate area where if you're going to try and separate people out and do all that, it's a lot harder on something like that as opposed to La Cabana or Country Kitchen, which is open also, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a bigger room in there so they can spread people out. But I would say that we all want this. We all want the county opened.
Well, you know, and Carl, the point is, to me, give them the opportunity to do the right thing.
Right.
Why not?
We're
right.
a responsible community.
We are a responsible community. These are business owners. They went to they went and got loans, and they manage, you know, sometimes hundreds and thousands of millions of dollars every single year for their business. They can figure out how to social distance and protect their employees.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Now, I understand at the 10,000 foot level with the governor, you know, he deals with a lot of communities that maybe they're not responsible.
Right.
I understand that, and he has to control them. But every, I mean, I know personally, my habits have changed. When I walk down an aisle in a grocery store, I'm wide berth, man. I'm moving around people, you know.
You're following the one-way arrows?
I am following the one-way arrows.
You know what?
When I get in line, I never bunch up to anybody. I stand and those one-way like
arrows. Right. I just want to report to you right now. There's some people that are not obeying those one-way arrows. And then
we'll get right on that.
Usually
yeah.
it's me because I didn't even see those one-way arrows, you know, because, you know, I'm looking in, and this lady's looking at me, right?
Through,
you know, I can just see her eyes from the mask, but I can tell that she's, you know, those eyes are kind of, you know, slant, you know, kind of glinted down, and I'm looking. Then I look down. Oh my God, I'm going the wrong way down the lane. So I turn around, you know. Okay.
It is really something, but when I'm out and about, Home Depot, it doesn't matter where I go. People do the right thing, generally speaking.
Yeah. I see that. And I wear a mask, mm-hmm. you know, and I don't wear it all the time, but yesterday I went into the store, had a mask on.
Are you part of that at-risk age group?
No, it has nothing to do with that. My immune
system. Boom. The mic dropping.
We're going to take a break now. This portion of the show brought to you by,
I'm gonna run.
By Four Winds Jewelry. And we all know about Four Winds Jewelry here around this table.
Oh, boy.
They have pulled our butts out of the fire several times.
We'll have to fill Ted in offline.
Yeah, on this one. Four Winds Jewelry, they're open. They're a great place. Super people down there. Great prices. The only full-service jewelry store in Redding. 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Redding. Open 9:30 to 4 Monday through Friday. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Sheriff McGreeny, Carl Bott, Ted Leidy.
Once I rose above the noise and confusion, just to get a glimpse beyond this illusion, I was soaring ever higher.
Your morning update with us,
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
Did you know that the City of Redding has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Redding area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Redding.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
SST Oil on Wyndham Lane in Redding, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
For many people, their faith, their family, and their health are the most important things in their life. Every day, the work that I do influences these things. Children go to college, couples move into their first home, people retire, businesses start, and charities are supported. All of this in part because of the work I do. I can make complicated things clearer so people understand them. I can solve problems and find solutions. People need someone to put their interests first. And for many people, I am that someone. I can lend an ear, stand with you during life's ups and downs, and provide that advice at just the right time. That's why I love my job. That's why I'm a financial advisor, Susan Eastman, with Wells Fargo Advisors in Redding, California, 243-7561. Once again, this is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors. I'd love to be your financial advisor. Please give me a call at 243-7561.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at KCNR1460.com.
I can't cool down with the diamonds spinning round and round.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Today, the 20th of May, 8:19 in the morning. It's going to be a beautiful day today, going up to about 75, sunshiny. Weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane and Maxwell Insurance and Financial, bringing you this portion of the show. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. Judy and her people have been doing this since 1993. She is an expert in anything, any facet of insurance, and her financial team is there to help you during this time of craziness with our economy. Give her a call at 221-0441. They're open for business at 1378 Hilltop Drive, right next to Members First Credit Union. Ted Lighty's my co-host today, and good morning there, Ted.
Good morning, Carl.
Always glad.
I'm enjoying my day here.
Yeah.
What a way to kick it off.
Way to see my brother. Yeah.
Hang out with the sheriff and the DA.
That's right.
Learn all the good stuff going on in the county. Talk about the Board of Supervisors, not the riot, but, you know.
There's no riot.
Frankly, it warms my heart. I love talking about it. That's a constitutional right.
That's right.
The ability to assemble and be heard.
To me, it makes no sense. It makes no sense. Okay. I'm not on boss side because I think, you know, if Les knew about this beforehand and all this was happening, he didn't tell the rest of the Board of Supervisors. I think that's pretty one way. You know, but there's got to be a way that people can come in, mm-hmm. and in your idea, you're saying they're probably going to change it. So when people can come in one at a time, there's the
right.
microphone,
Absolutely.
And then you can address things. You need to be able to do that. You can't just kind of like just walk it off and say, well, we're making these decisions for you without your input.
Yeah. Yeah, that, you know, and you look at that letter that was, I think it was Assemblyman, it was Gallagher and Kiley, I think were the two. That authored this new challenge to the governor on the ability for freedom of religion and assembly and religion, that nature. I know there's a big push. I've talked to some of the different pastors here in town this week. The 31st is kind of a date of significance that they're trying to get to reopen. So, mm-hmm. and then we heard in the governor's speech on, I think it was Monday. Today's Wednesday. So, yeah, Monday, on him considering faith assemblies as, you know, lifting those restrictions. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know what? Again, we go to Northern California where Modoc County hasn't had a case.
Has none. Lake County.
They've been social distancing in Modoc County for over 200 years. I mean, you know what? Their idea.
I don't know if they can get 10 people together in one place. So.
You know, they've got enough people if there's a demonstration to take over maybe an old telephone box there or something. Anyway.
And that's, you know, when we were looking at doing that variance, trying to get that variance to enter that phase two. We had to jump through some extra hoops. That was part of my message down to the governor's office is this one size fits all is not appropriate. It's different.
The state is
the big state.
Rules for LA just don't fit us.
Right.
But that's been the argument for years that when you make some kind of rule for a city or a very populated county,
mm-hmm.
it's not the same for us. And when you do it like, septic systems and having to do certain things on wells. I mean, this is, you know, for us, it costs a tremendous amount of money, you know, and just like the CARB. We have a good friend that had, because his truck was really in good shape,
mm-hmm.
but they would not license it because it was over 15 years old. So he had to go out and spend, what did he spend?
Hundreds of thousands.
For another rig. I mean, it's just ridiculous. Yeah. And then you can't sell the other one unless it's out of state.
So anyway, let's go back to law enforcement here in the county.
Mm-hmm.
What's it looking like? You know, the city had a drop in crime. Did the sheriff's office see the same
thing? We were tracking it. The first couple weeks that we went into stay-at-home order, our calls went down 30%. They since come back. They've been coming back about 3% every couple weeks. You know, I run the query every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last one I ran, it came up another 3.7%. So we're still significantly down.
Okay.
But as people start assimilating back to some normalcy and some of the businesses start open up.
People leave their homes.
Yeah, that's exactly it. You know, if you, for a while there, you could drive down some of these streets and it was kids out riding their bikes and playing in the front yards and families all congregating out in their yards and, mm-hmm. and doing outdoor activities and gardening. We saw Home Depot and Lowe's just explode. Yeah. Everybody doing their home improvement projects.
I actually thought about planting a rose bush.
A rose bush.
Well, it's, well,
just one. Good for you, Carl.
Yeah, a one. Rose bush.
Start small. Start slow.
Well,
I got it.
You know what? You know, yeah, but it's, right now it's still sitting outside in its pot. It's, right
is it
now.
Still alive?
I'm going to get to it. But it's... it was an unplanned rose. First of all, it was an unplanned rose bush.
Okay.
You know, it wasn't like when I planned and I had it all set up. This one came as a present to Linda, and so I'm, you know, so it's just sitting there right now until I can find the exact spot for it. Anyway, okay, moving on.
Right. So yes, calls for service are down, bookings are down significantly.
The jail's empty.
The jail's at 70%. And a lot of that is that zero cash bail. Is the
you know, I wish you all could see Sheriff McGreeny's face right now.
Yeah.
You know, we should have our video person here. I don't know where she is. Because when he talks about this, it's just kind of like 70% full.
So I have these earphones on. You can't see my ears getting red. But,
yeah. And,
but, yeah. I mean, we have the ability, the capacity, the staffing to hold people, have the accountability, and now they've taken that from us as well.
No bail.
Zero cash bail. And the list for that is atrocious, and it's frustrating.
What kind of crimes are you turning loose?
So I haven't ran them this last week, but last week we were looking at, we had 112 releases due to zero cash bail, and we were running a little over a 10% recidivism rate of those people that were getting rearrested again and again because they know. I mean, these criminals know.
They know how much they can steal in this. But what about the, but what are the, like, the level of crimes that are coming in is what I was kind of looking at.
That you're having to release.
Yeah.
Right. A lot. It's all misdemeanors. Mm-hmm. All misdemeanors minus, you know, your domestic violence, DUI, we have to hold for a minimum time when they're intoxicated.
Uh-huh.
And then a lot of the low-level felonies, drug offenses, things of that nature. So, I mean, if you saw that list, I could bring it up. I have it on my laptop here, but it includes some things like child abuse and elder abuse, things of that nature.
Child abuse are being turned loose?
And what the only – there is a way to hold them, but it's just another step where it's called the 1269 motion where you have to fill out a form. The arresting deputy or officer fills out a form. It's a petition to a judge to increase the bail. So if it's after hours, you got to fill out this form. You got to wake up, find an on-call judge, wake them up, petition. Hey, here's the reasoning for why I think it shouldn't be zero. It should have a bail attached to it, whatever that amount is. And the judge can then issue that whatever bail he or she feels is appropriate. And then, again, they're still eligible for bail, but at least it puts a number on it.
Okay. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
Hey, good morning, you guys. How you all doing?
Hi,
good,
Terry.
Peachy.
Good. Okay, yeah, a couple things. The social distancing thing is a little silly. If you watch any of the video, I mean, the sheriff standing right next to Mike Mangus, and as you walk back in, you put your hand on the back of Mary Rickard. I mean, let's face it, this thing is blown out of proportion, but that's not what I'm calling about. My question is, if we could get three new deputies to help you, Sheriff, because we know we need more sheriff deputies, no question about it. My first question is, approximately, what do you think that would cost us to get you three new guys?
Okay, so two things. I'm going to try to remember what it is for a fully staffed, fully outfitted deputy sheriff. I think it's around $150,000 when you factor in the benefits and medical and retirement, okay, things of that nature. So let's just go with that number. I might be off a little bit, but I'm in the ballpark.
Okay, let's say so. We got $500,000. We need to help you there on that one.
Yes.
Now, what areas in Shasta County would benefit most with those three new deputies, do you think?
So we always have a need for our rural populations. Rural parts of the county like Lakehead, Shingletown. We do have a substation up in Burney, but even there, staffing levels are low. Our staffing levels are low all over. But
right.
If you look at the populace and you look at the calls for service, and that's what we do. It's a business. You look at where the population is, where the calls are being generated, and you try to strategically place those deputies in the right places at the right times for the quicker response for where the greater calls come in.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's a hard – I mean, this whole county deserves quality service, deserves
mm-hmm.
quicker response times, and deserves deputy presence in their communities.
But it's like $150,000 per deputy.
Right, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Now, what we did is we built into our new budget getting some new deputies. So there's – we have – allocated positions that have been unfunded for years. So those are positions that we have, but we can't fill them because we don't have the funding or the finances to pay to hire those deputies.
Sure, sure.
And
okay, so if the county could give you, say, $500,000 to $600,000, would those three help you?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Deputy is going to help us.
I think that's a realistic goal we mm-hmm. can all look at. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in their right mind that doesn't understand that, Sheriff, that you need some more deputies. There's
100%.
No question about that.
Yep.
Especially for the rural areas. And raising $600,000, I mean, the way the county has handed out raises and all that sort of stuff just to people on their staff,
mm-hmm.
we have new people hired that we hired for $20,000, $30,000 more a year than the previous people who retired or left. So I would think we should be able to maybe think about that as we go back into normalcy. We should be thinking about helping you to get that $500,000-$600,000 you need so that you have adequate help and those counties have some help. And I don't think that's too much. I don't think that's a large amount of money considering what I've seen them waste money on.
Well, thank you, Terry. I appreciate the support and
sure.
the offer. And,
yeah.
and I have been working with our new CAO.
Okay.
We are getting a budget prepared to go to the board here next month. And in that, I've built in the ability to fund additional deputies. So
good.
I'm cautious. I'm not even cautiously. I'm optimistic that
good.
Hey,
we're
hey Terry, thanks a lot. That was a great question because
sure.
150,000, I mean,
yeah.
you can see that. You can see where
yes,
that
sir.
Could be pulled in from a variety of different places
mm-hmm.
like
yep.
that. Okay, Terry, thanks a lot. We've got to take a break.
Sure.
Okay, 8:31 in the morning. I'm Ted Leidy, and I are here with Sheriff Eric Magrini, and this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, the only hospital around here with a Da Vinci 10 surgery robotic system. What's that mean? Three-dimensional, less intrusion, reduced risk, and faster recovery time. The only place around here that has this, the only hospital around here that has this system is Shasta Regional Medical Center. It's your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center. We'll be right back with Sheriff Eric Magrini, Carl Bott, and Ted Leidy.
Let's see. Coffee, got it. Radio, dialed in, check. Showtime for Armstrong and Getty.
That's right. Join us 9 to 12, KCNR Mornings.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio and KCR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. 605-4567 is our phone number, 8:35 in the morning here. It's going to be a beautiful day, going up to 75. Sunshine, you'll probably get that rose bush in today. That's been sitting there staring at me for the last, you know, week. When you walk home and Linda hands me the shovel, I kind of get the idea right then. But I have learned that one of my superpowers during the shelter in place is being able to ignore jobs that I should have been doing for years and said I never had enough time. Well, I can still ignore the jobs. I do have the time. Okay, enough of that. I'm here with Ted Lighty as my co-host.
Yeah.
You're out. I see photos of you everywhere, turkey hunting, being out teaching classes, and all of that. Yeah.
I stay busy. What I don't do well is work in the yard with my wife.
You know what?
I don't plant rose bushes.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah, I don't. My wife has a beautiful rose garden.
Oh, Linda's got rose bushes everywhere. I mean, I do like roses, but it's one of those things that's got to be under duress. We're here with Shasta County Sheriff Eric McGreen, and we talked about the no bail, what a problem that is. And the sheriff showed me a list on his computer of all the offenses that have zero bail. I'm going to put that on Facebook today. I urge you all to please look at this. You won't believe what zero bail is, including vehicular manslaughter with gross negligence, zero bail. In other words, if somebody comes up on the sidewalk and nails you, gross negligence.
It's pretty frustrating. And the fact that, one, it was forced upon us. I mean, we obviously, and I don't want it to be confused with our local judges here. They were not part of this. It was the judicial council coming from the state. And it was put in, again, using the COVID as a platform to do these things. And then it extends 90 days after the governor concludes this emergency declaration. Why 90 days? I don't know. My guess, my assumption, conspiracy theory, whatever you want to call it, is this is on the ballot in November, SB 10. And this is something that the
take us right
that
to there.
We will all be voting. So it's pushing it right up against that November ballot. So
I would sure like to know what it's called. Does anybody know what it's called?
No, I don't think
it hasn't been named yet.
I just know it's SB10. I could probably look it up and get the title for it. But
I'll look it up real quick.
Okay. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Richard, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Hear me okay?
We can hear you fine, Richard.
Hey, Sheriff, thank you for your professionalism in front of the board chambers the other day.
You bet.
I was not there, but we saw some videos. Please look ahead. I think what's going to happen, there's a couple board members probably were really displeased. It looked like the protesters were very respectful until they were denied their right to speak. And then they had a little uproar, and then I think they went back to being respectful. So please look ahead. I think the board is going to ask you to cordon off that area for the next time the protesters show up, and I ask you to seriously consider your reactions to that, because that probably will happen. And, hey, I have an idea for you, Sheriff, that almost will cement, if you run again come your election time, an idea that will probably cement your reelection. Start issuing open carry permits. Have a good day, gentlemen.
All right.
All right, thank you, Richard.
You know, I like that, actually.
The point about cordoning off, I don't like that at all. I think they've got to come up with a way of bringing people in instead of pushing people out.
And I think they will.
I think, Richard, they're going to do that.
Yeah.
The idea of having people come in one at a time, being able to address them from the rear of the area there with the microphone, getting on the, getting officially on the docket there, having been able to film the people, that to me makes sense.
Yes. Yep.
So, we talked about the no bail, and we're
talking offline about CCWs.
The CCWs, okay.
So I know that's a big ask. We remain vigilant and committed to people's right to bear arms. That's been a Second Amendment. It's been something that the Sheriff's Office with retired Sheriff Basenko and myself have held to. And we've continued to do the renewals. We've done that. We've done that by appointment only, trying to limit the exposure. Because we do have a small lobby, so trying to be responsible to social distancing and be respectful to our staff as well, because we don't want our staff to be put in a situation where they're exposed to anything they shouldn't be. However, we went to an alternate staffing plan at the onset of this with our patrol deputies and detectives, and we've come out of that. We're back to normal mm-hmm. staffing, normal schedule, I guess I should say. And so we're evaluating our lobby and whether or not there's been talks already at the end of the month, come June 1st, if that's the appropriate time to start opening up and starting our new our new CCW processing. One of the things we have done in this time is we've looked at a program, I'm going to botch name, it's Permitium or something similar
to
that.
Permitium,
to do the online payment. And that's, again, just the ease that helps our staff, that helps the citizens, not having to come in with cash or write a check. And it's just modernizing the sheriff's office, for lack of a better term. Everything else you can do online, so how about that? Let's take our payments online.
I just got a replacement driver's license online.
Did
it arrive? Yeah. Yeah. It came a couple weeks later.
You do your own eye test? And
no. It's
Linda takes you for a drive test.
Because I lost. Yeah. Linda takes me
Does it say federal limits apply in the upper right-hand corner?
Oh, yeah, it does. But
no,
see,
you
can't leave the county.
You wouldn't do that. Yeah.
You know, I don't have one of those, new California, because I also have I always have a passport, and I have a government ID.
There you go.
That always helps.
We're looking at doing implementing this Permitium. In fact, we've got the auditor's office sign off on it. We're doing the MOU. We're finalizing that now. So we'll hopefully be implementing that online payment system, which is, again, it's another step that eliminates staff having to handle money or the exchange of any documentation. You know, we have our Dropbox that we put up now at the sheriff's office where you can drop your paperwork in. It sits there for the 48 hours, and then they go pull it out of the box. But we're trying to do all the right things for our staff, keep them protected, and then provide the service that our citizens require and need. So
this Permitium.
Okay.
I want to talk about Permitium. Oh, you want to go to the phones?
Yeah, let's just go to the phones, right, and we can hit Permitium when we come back from the break. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've had my place broken into several times through the course of time, and I've discovered a couple other things that were missing. I didn't realize that the bandits had taken. Is there any way that I can come down and talk to you as a sheriff or one of your deputies to report some things, and I'd like to talk to somebody in person.
Absolutely. If you've suffered a loss through burglary, theft from a vehicle, whatever it might be, and then in time, because you never know exactly what you have until you go look for it, and then you can't find it and realize that was probably an item that was taken as well.
Okay.
We can add a supplement to the report and add that item, whether it be for insurance purposes or just for documentation in case it pops up in a recovery down the road. We can match that item up with the rightful owner. So that's no problem at all.
Okay, how do I do that? Can I, like I said, I want to talk to somebody in person. I'll wear a mask and all that, but I want to talk to somebody in person. I don't want to talk. I don't have a computer, so I can't do that.
Right. I would encourage you to call our dispatch center.
Okay.
And request to meet with the deputy and provide some additional information and that you want personal contact, and we'll work with you to get that done.
Okay. What's the phone number for that one? That'd be good.
Trying to remember the public number. I know the backline number. It's
245-6533. 245-6533?
Yes, sir.
Okay, Ron. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Okay, let's take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I think they're going to be opening up soon, which is good because it's been a couple months since I had a haircut. It's a veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a man's last stronghold. They work on appointments, and I've got a list of things that they're doing. I mean, they're separating their barbers by 10 feet, disposable bibs. Everything's sterilized in between people coming in. Nobody's waiting in the barber shop. All the barbers are Barberside certified, having taken the classes on sanitation and disinfection. And it's a state approved for barbershops when sanitation and disinfection is EPA registered. So they're doing everything that is possible to keep people safe. I'm not exactly sure when they're going to be open, but if you give them a call at 244-9478, they are taking appointments right now. We'll be right back with Sheriff Eric McGreeny, Carl Bott, and Ted Lighty.
Your morning update with us.
Armstrong and Getty, 9 to 12 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
We all had friends and family that were affected by the car fire. Most of the cleanup is done now, and a lot of families are looking at rebuilding. If you relied on a well for your water system, it's important to assess the condition of your well and its capabilities to be able to meet the demands of new construction codes. I'm Ted Ogilvie with Diamond Core Drilling. We've been providing water well systems and pumps in Northern California since 1980. Let us help you with your rebuilding process. That's Diamond Core Drilling, 275-8162.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients.
Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision.
Thankfully, it appears that Coachmaster Repair is an essential business and fully prepared to repair any minor or major damage to your vehicle. With the invasion of the coronavirus, Coachmaster is taking all precautions for the safety of our employees and our customers. We have closed all traffic through our lobby to ensure proper social distancing and will be disinfecting your vehicle upon arrival and before delivery. With the effects and response from the virus, we feel fortunate to be able to maintain all of our employees. They will be here to provide all services required for a proper and complete repair. These are uncharted territories. Let's all work together for a full, safe, and prosperous recovery.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in just one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. These tests do not prevent colon cancer. Only a colonoscopy can do that by removing polyps before they become cancerous. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call them at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
Hear us streaming 24/7 at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. We're streaming live everywhere. Phone lines here, 605-4567. Let's go to the phones right away. Henry, good morning. Do you have a question for the sheriff?
Yes, good morning, Carl. How are you?
We're fine. Living the dream.
Say, I've been watching this thing on TV, and I've listened to your program quite a bit. Seems like the governor of California, along with governors of other states, have been walking all over the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Doesn't the sheriff have the authority to do something about that?
I don't know. Well, let's ask him. Thanks, Henry.
Thanks, Henry. So, you know, we want to have a good partnership. We want to be a civilized community, and I guess the question is, am I going to go down and the way I took that, am I going to go down and arrest the governor? But no, the sheriff does have, took an oath. I took an oath to uphold the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, the state Constitution, but primarily the U.S. Constitution. And yeah, there's some definite questions that are being raised. I know there's a lot of lawsuits that have been filed, in regards to this. So we've seen the state of Wisconsin, they filed a lawsuit there and against the governor for the stay at home order, and that state Supreme Court ruled it unconstitutional. We just saw that Oregon also, it was ruled that the governor there, the orders.
The first judge ruled it unconstitutional.
Yeah. Was it heard again?
Yes, and the Supreme Court overturned that one.
I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So I know that there's a lot of question to the validity and the constitutional rights and infringement on those that are taking place right now. So I'd be real curious how those pan out here in the days to come.
You know, in the military, we don't make, you don't make an order you can't enforce.
Right.
You can't or you won't enforce. Because it weakens the whole structure when you do that. I believe, this is what I believe, is that we're ready. People have just said it. So
right.
I'm opening up.
Yep.
Where's that put you all at?
You know, it's tough because, we want to be responsible, and we want to be mindful of the at-risk population. One of the things I do agree with the governor's order, is taking care of our elderly and our at-risk population. And we need to be cognizant of that as well. And we need to make sure that our youth are being cared for and are in appropriate situations and are not being exposed unjustly. So we do have a due diligence to make sure that as a community, we are considerate of all. We are considering everybody, and we are taking everybody's well-being into perspective. But on the same time, I do believe that we are a responsible community. When we've shown that. We've shown that time and time again. The residents here in Shasta County, I've said it before, I'll say it again, I can't be more proud of them. The resilience, we've seen that through the last few years and the things that we've had to deal with here. And we've risen above and we've overcome. So, and I think we will continue to do that. So,
well, you know, the thing also is that our economy up here is not as robust
right.
as other areas. And, you know, a lot of us are service-oriented type businesses that are the ones that got hit the hardest on mm-hmm. this. For some reason, you know, the big stores can stay open. In our small stores, and I'll just use Four Winds Jewelry as an example.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, they had to close down, yet you could buy jewelry in some of these big box stores.
Right.
It's just not fair. On the other hand, we still have close to 1,000 people a day dying from COVID in the United States,
mm-hmm.
the equivalent of 2 9/11s a week.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of a it's there.
It's
real.
Real. It is real.
But mm-hmm. we also is if you're at risk and you stay home. And we take care of those people,
yep.
but the people need to get out
right.
and restart this economy.
And that's where I think, I mean, I've said it already, we are a responsible community.
Yeah.
And we are. And we've done some good things, and we'll continue to do great things. And so it is, we've seen just in the variance of phase two, where we've seen these restaurants open. We were talking right at the beginning of the show about La Cabana and other restaurants. My wife and I went out. As soon as it lifted this weekend, we went out to three different restaurants on Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday to try to support our local businesses. And the restaurant industry and the business, local businesses here are doing the right things. They're being responsible. The people who are eating there, we're being responsible. And we're enjoying great food here and enjoying a little bit of social gathering, getting to see people. I ran into several people. At another restaurant here in town over the weekend,
and
it was great to see them.
Safe distance.
Everyone was safe. So, it's been a good thing here. I'm happy with our community.
You know, this is again something that our country hasn't faced since 1918. It was equivalent in many ways of World War II, when people had to give up a lot of stuff. We didn't have the social distancing, and we had jobs and all this. Are you concerned about? After this thing opens up some more about now domestic violence. Now, we had a psychologist on yesterday about the suicides.
I know.
Rising.
We could go another whole hour on this. You know, we're working, Kimberly Johnson, who heads up the Children's Legacy Center, the CLC here in town, has been working with our superintendent of schools, Judy Flores, and other partners. And we've partnered up with them as well to look at some of these kids that maybe aren't participating in their Zoom classes, that aren't picking up their homework packets, they're doing their online homework assignments, and maybe haven't shown up to collect the meals like they have in the past from the schools that are being provided. And we're going out and we're doing checks on those. But you're right, the suicides, the alcoholism, the domestic violence, the child abuse, those are lifetime. This is a seasonal. We're going to have an end to this COVID. The effects of those types of abuses and crimes are lifetime. They affect us, those people, for lifetime. That's more concerning, is the fallout from this. And the longer the stay-at-home order stays in place, and the economic downturn leads to a lot of those things. So that's very concerning.
The suicide rate in America has been rising over the last couple of years anyway.
Right.
And we've run into that in the military, Ted, and I've run into that into the military. And so you can imagine when you have this, what this is going to do. This is just putting more pressure on families that don't have jobs now and all this. Is there we talked about putting more sheriff's deputies mm-hmm. online here, and you believe that next year, you're going to be able to hire at least one then.
And this next fiscal year, which starts, our fiscal runs with the government cycle, so it's July 1st to June 30th. So yeah, I'm optimistic that we're going to have get some additional funding for some deputies to be able to provide a better service that's long overdue. And those are all positive things. The other thing I want to hit on, because I know we're getting close on time, is this is Memorial Weekend. The weather's supposed to be great, and I know a lot of people are going to be taken to the lakes. We've brought back a lot of our seasonal boating deputies, and we're staffing up. We have staffed up, and we'll be prepared for this weekend, having boats out on the water. Just make sure as we go out this weekend, and it's going to be a great weekend. I know the weather's supposed to be great. It's supposed to be up in the 90s, but be responsible out there on the lake. There are those new boating laws that have kicked in. I think they went in the last year or two, but if you're between the ages of 16 and 35, you have to complete that boater's driver's certificate.
Do you have to have it on you?
California boater's education card in their possession. You have to have that while operating the vessel.
What about personal watercraft?
I believe it's for a recreational vessel. So I guess we could look up and define recreational vessel.
If you're 36, you don't have to have it?
Correct.
Well that's good. Silly. You are.
So enjoy the outdoors this weekend. Please be safe out there on the river and on the lakes.
By the way, we had Holiday Harbor in here, and they're saying is that people are buying boats at the cyclic rate. I mean, Harrison Marina's having to bring in more boats because people want to get out. Sure. And what a great place Shasta Lake is. Everybody, people are talking about numbers. There's a Freedom Fest 2020 is in Sacramento at the Capitol. You might want to take a look at that. This is, we're getting through this, and we're going to keep moving forward. It's good to see that our elected officials are pushing this also. So,
thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day.
Sure. Good seeing you.
Trish Clark will be.